请我们一起来默祷。
Let's bow our head in silent prayer.
阿门。
Amen.
奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始下午的聚会。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we start our afternoon service.
啊，唱诗一百三十八首。
Let us sing hymn 138.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Now we'll kneel down together and pray.
啊，求主带领我们下午的聚会。
We ask God to guide us through our afternoon service.
我们前三十分钟要来讲解十诫的第七诫。
The first 30 minutes we will discuss the seventh commandment.
那后面三十分钟我们要分组来讨论。
The last 30 minutes we will split into smaller groups for discussion.
我们现在来祷告，求主耶稣带领我们下午的聚会。
Let us kneel down together to pray to ask God to guide us.
愿神的诫命能够刻在我们的心板上。
That His testament may be written in our hearts.
啊，一起来祷告。
Let's kneel down together and pray.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。好，我们等一下要分中文跟英文组。
Later on, we will split into a Chinese and English group.
我们在中文组等陈执事跟吴章龙弟兄一人带一组。
And we will ask Deacon Chen and also Brother Wu to lead a Chinese group each.
那英文组我们请江亮弟兄来带领。
And we ask Brother John Liang to lead the English Bible study.
我们请来
discussion group.
好，请来看出埃及记二十章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 20.
出埃及记的二十章。
Exodus chapter 20.
14节
Verse 14.
不可奸淫。
You shall not commit adultery.
这是第七诫。
This is the seventh commandment.
这个十诫的重要性在哪里？
What is the importance of the Ten Commandments?
19章在讲神跟以色列民立约。
In chapter 19 of Exodus, God made a covenant with the Israelites.
我们看19章的第5节。
Let's turn to verse 5 of chapter 19.
如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全世都是我的。第6节。
6.
你们要归我做祭司的国度，圣洁的国民，这些话你要告诉以色列人。这个地方神说要接纳以色列百姓做属神的子民。
Here God accepted the Israelites as His own children.
而且要给他尊贵的身份。
And to make them a holy nation.
就是祭司的国度，圣洁的国民。
And to be a nation of priests.
但是其中有一个条件。
But there is a requirement for the Israelites to be such.
就是要听从我的话，遵守我的约。
That is, they are to obey God's words and to keep His covenants.
那圣经有好几次提到神立约，那个约都是指着十诫。
In the whole book of Bible, many times have God mentioned about covenant, which refer to the Ten Commandments.
那这个十诫是放在约柜里面。
The Ten Commandments were placed in the Ark of Covenant.
还有摩西的一些律例，还有一些规条。都是放在约柜的外面。
And the Mosaic laws and the bylaws of the society were placed outside the ark.
所以我们就可以知道做十诫的重要性。
Thus you can understand the importance of the Ten Commandments.
十诫是神用手指头所写在石板上的。
God wrote the Ten Commandments on the tablets himself.
而且神吩咐十诫以后。
After God gave the Israelites the Ten Commandments.
在二十章的十八节。
In chapter 20, verse 18,
雷轰、闪电、地震、脚声冒烟，远远以色列百姓远远发散的战栗。
The Israelites saw the thunder and the wind of God's might.
所以这个十诫的背后就是神的权柄。
Behind the Ten Commandments stood God's power.
也就是神的公义。
That is God's justice.
因此十诫不是十条建议。
Thus the Ten Commandments are not ten laws.
建议
啊。Actually not ten suggestions.
所以建议就讲给你听，要不要你自己去选择。
Suggestions, the Ten Commandments are not for us to follow at our own will.
它是带有权柄的命令。
Rather it carries the might of God through His commandments.
我们去做就可以得福。
As long as we obey it, we will be blessed.
我们如果不做，就要按着诫命受审判。
If we disobey, we will be punished.
那这个十诫的第七条啊，不可奸淫。
The seventh commandment requires not to commit adultery.
那到底什么叫做奸淫？
What is adultery?
首先我们要看神创造的婚姻是什么样子。
We have to first understand what marriage is.
请看以弗所书第五章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章
Ephesians chapter
5三十节
Verse 30
因此我们是他身上的肢体三十一节
31.
为这个缘故人要离开父母与妻子联合两个人成为一体三十二节
32.
这是极大的奥秘但我是指着基督跟教会说的这个地方在讲丈夫跟太太的关系
This describes the relationship between spouses
说要离开父母与妻子联合然后两个成为一体
That each of the spouse must depart from their own parents and be united
那这个两个成为一体不是三个
It doesn't mean three spouses coming together
那两个成为一体如果我们回到创世纪是亚当跟夏娃
The two spouses originally describe Adam and Eve
不是两个男人也不是两个女人
It wasn't two men or two women
是一个男人一个女人
Rather it is one man and one woman
两个成为一体
The two shall come together as one
这个叫做婚姻
This is marriage
这个就是我们婚姻的一个榜样。
And Adam and Eve were the original example of our marriage.
那既然成为一体
，if they are united as one，
就是表示不可以分开。
Then they shall never separate.
生意的伙伴可以分开。
The partner of life can separate.
所以结婚呢，不只是一个伙伴关系。
Thus marriage doesn't just mean that we partner together.
如果伙伴可以分开
if we are in a partnership, we can leave.
合不来就可以分开
If we don't get along well enough, we can separate.
那是一体的
Yet we are one body.
一体就是不可以分开
Meaning that we can never depart from one another.
那一直到对方死才结束
Until death do us apart.
那三十二节
Verse 32.
说这是极大的奥秘
This is profound mystery.
为什么
Why?
我是指着基督跟教会说的。
Because Paul was talking about the church and Christ.
教会就是我们每一个信徒。
Church represents all of us.
所以丈夫跟太太的关系就是在反映神跟人的关系。
Thus the relationship of the husband and wife reflects that of God and man.
教会只有一个。
There is one church.
基督只有一个。
There is one Christ.
基督是头。
Christ is the head.
教会是身体。
And church is the body.
合起来是一体的。
Together, Christ and church is one.
所以圣经里面常常说你们这些淫乱的人啊
Therefore, the Bible frequently says that those of you who are sinful.
我们看这个雅各书
Let's turn to James.
雅各书的第四章
James chapter 4.
第四节
Verse 4.
第四章第四节
James chapter 4 verse 4
你们这是淫乱的人啊岂不知与世俗为友就是与神为敌吗
You adulterous people don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred toward God
这里讲这个淫乱不是指肉体的犯奸淫
The adulterous here doesn't just mean adultery as a physical event
因为我们跟神的关系是一种属灵的婚姻的关系
Because our relationship to God is as a spiritual marriage
所以我们刚刚所读以弗所书第五章是这样讲
Just as it was described in Ephesians chapter 5
那如果我们跟神的关系有第三者的存在
If there is a third person in between our between God and us
那这个第三者是什么
Then who is that third person
在旧约时代最流行就是拜偶像
In the Old Testament, it was idol worship.
所以何西阿书里面在以色列百姓淫乱， 大地犯的淫乱，不是真的肉体淫乱，是因为拜偶像。
Therefore, the adultery described in the book of Hosea describes idol worship.
所以神不容许我们跟他中间有第三个存在。
God prevents us from having a third person in that relationship.
那圣经说神是忌邪的神。
God is a jealous God.
所以这个嫉妒本来是不好的。
Jealousy is not good.
但是圣经讲嫉妒有两种。
Yet there are two types of jealousy.
一种是不好的，是肉体的情欲。
The bad type of jealousy describes the physical desire.
这个是我们要克制的。
That is the jealousy that we have to overcome.
但是有一种嫉妒是好的。
Yet there is a good jealousy.
就是神的嫉妒。
That is the jealousy of God.
就是婚姻里面的嫉妒。
That is a physical desire for one another in the marriage.
婚姻里面的嫉妒。
Actually, it's the jealousy that exists in a relationship.
所以你如果结婚了以后，你的配偶跟另外一项谈得很投入很高兴，那你也很高兴，那你有问题啊。
If you are happy that your spouse has a really good conversation with a member of a different sex, then you should have problems.
这里面会有嫉妒。
Rather, you should be jealous.
那我们跟神的关系也是这样。
It is the same in our relationship with God.
这里说与世俗为友，就是世界已经占据了神的地位了。
If we allow the world to take the place of God,
神会嫉妒的。
God will become jealous.
那这个叫做淫乱。
And that putting the world ahead of God is an adultery.
所以为什么淫乱是错的，是罪？
That is why adultery is a sin.
因为我们跟神的关系不容许第三个存在，那这个关系就是丈夫跟太太的关系的一种榜样。
And the relationship between us and God prevents a third person in between, and that is the same type of relationship that we should have with our spouse.
所以为什么淫乱是不对的？
And that is why adultery is a sinful act.
所以婚姻是一种奥秘。
And that is why marriage is a mystery.
那第二点。
Second.
不忠实的罪。
The sin of faithlessness. Or infidelity.
我们来看哥林多前书第六章。
Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书的第六章。
1 Corinthians chapter 6.
18节。
Verse 18.
你们要逃避淫行，人所犯的无论什么罪都在身体以外，唯有行淫是得罪自己的身体。
Flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a man commits are outside his body. But he who sins sexually sins against his own body.
这里说所有的罪都是在身体外面。
All the other sins are committed outside of our body.
但是只有淫乱是得罪自己的身体。
Except for sexual immorality, which is a sin against our own body.
那二十节。
Verse 20.
你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们身上荣耀神。
You were bought at a price, therefore honor God with your body.
所以重价就是用主耶稣的宝血把我们从罪里面赎出来。
We were purchased from sin with the blood of Christ.
因此我们的身体是属于神的。
Therefore our body belongs to Christ.
所以是十九节这样说。
That's why in verse 19 it's described.
我们身体是圣灵的殿。
And that our body is the temple of God.
圣灵从神那里来住在我们里头。
Actually, the temple of Holy Spirit, which lives within us.
所以因为这样行淫就是玷污玷污自己的身体，这样得罪神。
Because of this, if we commit adultery, we will sin not only against ourselves but also against God.
我们再看箴言第六章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 6.
箴言第六章。
Proverbs chapter 6.
32节。
Verse 32.
与淫妇妇人行淫的便是无知，行这个事的必要上吊生命。
But a man who commits adultery lacks judgment. Whoever does so destroys himself.
这说行淫是无知的。
Whoever commits adultery lacks judgment.
为什么叫做无知？
Why is it so?
因为这时候带来的后果是你难以想象的。
Because we could not imagine the consequences of that act.
那最重要的后果是上吊生命。
The most important consequence is that we will lose our life.
这个生命特别是永生属灵的生命。
Especially our eternal life.
那现在所谓的不忠、哦、我们常常也不一定只是肉体上的淫乱。
The infidelity not just describes the physical acts.
常常是心理上啊，跟另外一个异性，而不是自己的配偶连在一起。
Rather, oftentimes it describes our spiritual desire to be with, or actually our physical thought of being of desiring to be with someone else.
这个异性不是你的配偶，但是你没有看到他，就好像失了什么东西，看到他就很高兴，这个就是心灵上的不忠。
And in our own thoughts, if we have that infidelity, we will be down if we are not with that person or seeing that person.
那这种的情况啊，常常是在我们上班的场合发生。
And oftentimes this happens at our work.
因为在家里面常常先生为了事业忽略了太太，太太为了孩子忽略了先生。
And oftentimes when the husband is busy at work, he would neglect the wife, and the wife trying to raise the children will neglect the husband.
然后在上班的场合，看我们所看到的异性常常是打扮最漂亮。
And at work, often our co-workers dress up quite well.
所以缺点没有看到，都看到优点。
So we never see their faults, rather we only see their beauty.
所以很容易啊，我们在心灵上就产生一种不忠。
Thus, it is very common for people to fall into the trap of desiring to be with that co-worker.
那这个是我们肉体犯奸淫的一个前兆。
And this is a warning to the physical adultery.
那要怎么来预防啊？那这个犯奸淫的发生。
So how do we prevent adultery?
当然最重要是敬畏神。
The most important is to fear God.
箴言里面讲到敬畏神，后面都加上一句：远离恶事。
And whenever the Bible mentions about fearing God, it always follows that statement with avoiding sinful acts.
圣经里面说啊，得知真道，故意犯罪，就要落在永生的刑罚里面，那是何等的可怕。
And the Bible tells us that those who sins willfully will be punished with eternal fire.
所以你如果真的敬畏神，你根本就不敢犯罪。
If we truly fear God, we will never commit sin.
所以预防，当然第一个就是要敬畏神。
The most important prevention is to fear God.
那第二个当然就是爱神。
The second way to prevent adultery is to love God.
为什么这个时代很难守第七诫？
Why is it so hard for people to obey the seventh commandment?
当然第一个就是他有敬虔的外貌，但是心里没有敬畏神的本质。
Although we may seem as if we fear God, yet we don't truly fear God out of our heart.
你礼拜天有没有去教会？有。
And do people go to church on Sunday or on Sundays? They do.
但是很多这个学校的 dormitory 里面呢、他的男朋友、女朋友到周末来就跟他住在一起。
Yet in the at school, many of the dormitories would often we would often find that girlfriend and boyfriend would live together.
到了礼拜天他也去做教会做礼拜啊。
Despite the fact that they would attend church on Sunday,
对神没有敬畏。
They don't fear God.
他有那个敬拜神的外表，但是没有那个实质。
They have the appearance of fearing, yet they don't have the true understanding of fear.
第二个原因呢，很难，就是因为爱心不够。
The second difficulty of us not committing adultery is that we don't have enough love.
我们看罗马书十三章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 13.
第九节。
Verse 9.
像那不可奸淫、不可杀人、不可偷盗、不可贪玩，或有别的诫命，都包括在爱人如己这一句话。
The commandments, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not covet, and whatever other commandment there may be, are summed up in this one rule, love your neighbor as yourself.
如果我们爱一个人，你就不会杀他。
If we love that person, we would not murder that person.
如果我们爱一个人，你就不会贪恋他的东西。
If we love that person, we would not covet their possessions.
如果爱我们的配偶，我们的家人，我们就不会犯奸淫。
If we love our spouse and our family members, we would not commit adultery.
因为一个家庭如果发生了淫乱，连带会几个家庭全部被拆散。
Because one act of adultery will break up several families.
所以一个奸淫可能会刺透了好几个人的心。
One act of adultery will hurt many people.
那这样爱在哪里？
Then where is the love?
所以现在很难守十诫的原因，就是现在人有很多的欲望，但是真正的爱很少。
The difficulty in obeying the seventh commandment is the fact that people have many desires, yet few have true love.
所以我们如果想到犯奸淫所带来那个别人受到伤害那个结果，你真的爱他，你就不会做。
If we love a person, we would never commit an adulterous act, for it hurts many people.
这是两个大前提，一个是敬畏神，一个是爱神。
So there are two ways to prevent adultery. One is to fear God, and the second is to love God.
但是实际上还有什么方法要来避免这个淫乱？
What other ways can we prevent adultery?
请看哥林多前书第七章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
哥林多前书第七章。
1 Corinthians chapter 7.
第二节。
Verse 2.
第七章第二节。
Chapter 7, verse 2.
但要避免淫乱的是，男人要有个人的妻子，女人也更要有自己的丈夫。
But since there is so much immorality, each man should have his own wife, and each woman her own husband.
所以这个告诉我们结婚的目的就是要避免淫乱。
The goal of marriage, on the one hand, is also to avoid immorality.
虽然现在在这个社会里面，很多人，我现在只讲外面，教会外面，很多人是30岁结婚，35岁结婚，其实他们夫妻的关系有时候从青少年就开始了。
Although outside of our church, that some people may be married at the age of 30 or 35.Yet their physical relationship has begun much earlier.
但是这个是圣经所不能够允许存在的。
Yet that type of marriage is not permitted by the Bible.
所以在这个世代，为着避免淫乱啊，我想小孩子长大了，能够有独立的能力啊，就可以结婚。
If in order to avoid immorality, when our children grow up and if they are capable of being independent, they should marry.
你不一定要跟社会一样，一定到三十岁、几十岁才去结婚。
They don't necessarily have.They don't necessarily have to marry when they are 30 or 35.
因为我们的标准是圣经。
Because our standard is the Bible.
所以成熟了，找到事业就可以结婚。
When they are mature and are independent, they can marry.
那已经结婚的夫妻怎么办？
For those who are married.
所以从第三节开始。
Verse 3 tells us what we need to learn. 就是要
满足彼此的需要。
That we need to fulfill the needs of each other.
这样就不会有淫乱的发生。
Then we can avoid adultery.
所以夫妻既然是两个成为一体。
If the husband and wife are one.
因此我们在做决定的时候非常重要，就是夫妻跟太太不能够长期的分离。
Then we have to understand that the husband and wife should not be separate from each other.
长期。
For a long time.
这个常常给对方有一个很好的，给魔鬼一个很好的机会来引诱我们的配偶犯罪。
For the separation allows Satan to tempt our spouses.
如果要做决定啊，应该是夫妻两个人能够在一起，以这样来决定我们是不是要来接受这个工作。
That's the goal of the decision process is for the husband and the wife to stay together.
而事实上的例子，我们在教会也发生过，也看到过。
Yet there are also examples in our own church.
到某个地方去投资。
That the husband would go to a certain place to start his career.
太太住在美国。
And the wife would stay at home.
看起来是赚很多钱。
Although they may earn a large sum of money.
到最后才发现丈夫在另外一个国家已经有另外一个太太。
Yet later on, the wife would find out that the husband has another wife in another country.
为什么？
Why?
因为长期分离。
For they have been separate from each other for a long time.
魔鬼留地步。
That separation allows devil to tempt the spouses.
所以做任何一个决定应该是要夫妻在一起为原则。
Thus the goal of our decision is that the family should stay together.
我们再来看箴言第五章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 5.
箴言第五章。
Proverbs chapter 5.
十五节
，verse 15，
你要喝自己池中的水，饮自己井里的活水。十六节
，16，
你的泉源岂可仗义在外？你的河水岂可仗流在街上？十七节
，17，
要唯独归你一个人，不可与外人同用。十八节
，18，
要使你的泉源蒙福，喜悦你幼年所娶的妻子。十九节
，19，
他如可爱的麋鹿，可喜爱的母鹿，愿他的胸怀使你世世知足，使他的爱情使你时常恋慕。这个地方在讲 要饮自己池中的水，饮自己井里的活水，这个就是要从自己的配偶得到满足。
The author describes that we should drink from our own cistern and our own well, and which implies to us that we need to be satisfied with our own spouse.
不可以让我们的泉源呢留在街头上。
And that our water should never be shared on the streets.
就是不可以到处留情。
And that implies that we should never, in a more worldly way, in terms of sowing seeds elsewhere.
如果我们爱人，这是因为神的爱。
If we love others, we love them because of God.
而不是夫妻的感情这种爱到处的留情。
It is not that we love them physically.
这是我们预防之道。
This is one way to prevent adultery.
下面，我们现在讨论哈，有四个问题讨论。
Now we will have four questions for discussion.
那如果我们负责讨论有其他的问题，也可以加进去。
If you have other questions that arise during the discussion, you can definitely discuss.
换接你有几种情况。
How many types of adultery are there?
第一种。
First,
就是婚姻外面的肉体关系。
Is having an extramarital affair.
你的婚姻还存在在跟你配偶以外的肉体关系。
You still have your marriage, yet you also have an affair with another person.
这个是犯奸淫。
That is an adultery.
第二种情况。
The second type of adultery.
不是因为配偶犯奸淫离婚再婚。
It's not simply because you divorce and remarry because of the infidelity of your original spouse.
离婚只有一个情况是允许的，但不是鼓励的。
There's only one circumstance that we can divorce our spouse, yet even that is not encouraged.
就是你的配偶犯奸淫。
And that circumstance is that your spouse has committed adultery.
有时候为着小孩子，还是不要离婚好。
Sometimes it is better to stay in that marriage for your children.
但是万不得已离婚了，这样情况下才可以再婚。
Yet if you have to divorce, you can remarry under that circumstance only.
除了这个原因以外，
other than that,
离婚就不可再婚。
After you divorce, you should not remarry.
离婚再婚就是犯奸淫。
If you remarry, you will commit adultery.
这个是主耶稣讲得很清楚，马太十九章。
Jesus has described this very clearly in Matthew chapter 19.
那我们结婚的对象，
our spouse of marriage.
如果他是离婚的，
if he or she has already divorced,
应该是因为配偶犯奸淫离婚的，你就可以跟他结婚。
You can marry them if they divorce because of the infidelity of their spouse.
如果我们本身没有犯奸淫，但是我们结婚的对象他离婚，不是因为犯奸淫，你跟他结婚就是犯奸淫。
If we ourselves have not committed adultery, yet if we marry someone who divorced,
不是因为
for other circumstances, then we are committing adultery ourselves.
所以这个圣经的教训相当清楚。
Thus the Bible has made it really clear to us.
这是第二种情况。
That this is the second circumstance of adultery.
第三种情况。
The third circumstance.
同性恋有肉体的关系。
Is homosexual having a physical relationship.
这个就是犯奸。
That is also adultery.
所以这个是我们在圣经看起来的犯奸的几种情况。
These are the several types of adultery that has been described in the Bible.
那第二个问题，为什么现在这个世代难守第七诫呢？
And the second question is, why is it so hard for this generation to keep the seventh commandment?
现在基督教界的主流教派已经把第七诫拿掉了。
Even the mainstream Christian denominations has removed the seventh commandment.
差不多没有人在讲第七诫。
No one ever talks about the seventh commandment.
为什么？
Why?
因为没有办法讲。
Because they can't talk about it.
你一讲以后，教会的信徒会流失。
If you talk about it, you will lose members.
因为他会感到罪恶感。
For they will feel sinful.
那他感觉到罪恶感，他就不来了。
Once they feel sinful, they will not attend church services.
他不来不奉献，你教会就关门了。
If they don't attend the services and offer, then the church has to close its doors.
所以现在主流教派就已经没有在讲第七诫，他不敢讲，也不能讲。
And that is why the mainstream, that is why the other denominations do not talk about the seventh commandment.
所以为什么这个世代难守？
And that is why it is hard for the present generation to keep the seventh commandment.
有一个很重要的原因呢。
There is also one important reason.
因为我们所看所接触的。久了以后都变让你觉得这本来就应该这样。
That much of what we see and what we hear makes adultery a common event.
所以有的在美国书中上班，你回头一看，没有一个没有离婚。
If you look at your workplace, many of your co-workers have divorced.
哦，那你结婚四十年还没有离婚，有点怪。
It is strange. Rather, it is unique for you to remain in your marriage for 40 plus years.
所以因为社会大家就这样，因此夫妻合不来，第一个想法离婚。
Because that is the trend of the society. That is for the spouses to divorce.
但是对基督徒来讲，离婚不是解决婚姻的一个解决方式。
Yet to us, divorce is not a way to solve our problems.
那第三个。
Third.
为什么犯奸淫是罪？
Why does adultery sin?
这我们刚刚也提过。
We have talked about that.
第四个。
Fourth.
如何协助下一代保守圣洁？
So how can we help our future generation in keeping a holy life?
也就是说不会有淫乱。
That is to avoid adultery.
当然要教导他敬畏神。
Of course, you have to teach him how to fear God.
要主耶稣的爱。
To teach him what is God's love.
但是还有一点，就是要有正当的休闲活动。
Yet more importantly, we need to teach him the proper recreation.
有一次我搭飞机啊，从旧金山到Edmonton 去。
Once I was on a flight.From San Francisco to Edmonton.
我就很好奇啊，为什么这么多人喜欢看电视
？I was intrigued as to why so many people wanted to watch television.
我要点一个 contemporary.
So I picked a channel that is under the category of contemporary television.
我就可以了解为什么现在人很容易犯奸淫。
So then I understood why it is so easy to commit adultery.
因为这个影片你看一次、两次、三次，你看了十次，洗到头脑，最后你的罪恶感已经没有了。
So after you watch this show for over 10 times, you will lose your sense of what is sin.
但是如果一旦没有罪恶感，离开罪就已经很近了。
And if you lose that sense of what is sin, you will easily commit the sinful act.
所以我们对下一代要带领他们走向一个正常的休闲活动，爬山、打球，这个都是好的。
And that is why we need to teach our children what is the appropriate recreation.Which is away from television.
但是在家里面在躲来租露营带或现在去可以去当肉，这个非常的危险。
It is very difficult for us to regulate what our children watches because it is easy for them to download different television shows.
所以我们有四个问题让大家来讨论。
We have these four questions for us to discuss.
那其他问题当然也可以。
If you have any other questions, you can surely discuss them as well.
说我们弟兄请陈执事吴弟兄来带领啊，姐妹不是还有国语的弟兄讲华语的哈。那现在讲英文的，我们请到餐厅那边哈。我们姜亮在不在？姜，如果不在就请 Grace 哈。我们讲英文的，请我们现在到餐厅那边。
So we'll ask the English Bible discussion group to hold their discussion at the fellowship hall.
请我们先离开，然后中文哈再来分组。
And then the Chinese group will separate into two groups.
请陈执事来分组哈。Yeah.